wishing young Wiesenfeld Mazel Tov on the engagement of his child. Gives us a daily halachah. Yud Al Shvat, Wednesday, the 15th of January, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Hakora Satoiv.
Yeah, so the pasuk in this week's parsha, Chof Yud Zayin, V'yomer Moshe L'Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Al Tiro, don't be too afraid. After the whole maimed of Klal Yisrael with the koilus of Rokim, Kilebavu Nasos Eschem, we'll see what that means, Boyelekim. The Boyin Shalom came to be Menaseh you. The Lashon is Menaseh. So Rashi learns that Levavu Nasos means that the Boyin Shalom is coming to uplift you, to make you great. That's why he gave you the Torah. Gave you the Torah to make you better, to be Megadol you. The Ramban learns that Lenasos means, like we would always think, Lenasos is Meloshon Nisoyin, Meloshon of a test. The Bnei Shalom gave us the Torah to test us. And one of the things the Ramban mentions is that the test is in Tigmalu Lefonov Ketoiva Asha Asim Ochem. If the person would be Goimel Toiv, would give back Toiva to the Bnei Shalom like he did to us. And that is the whole tachlis of Matan Torah. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom give the Torah? Says the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah to test us if we'll have a Koras HaToiv and do good to the Rebbeinu Shalom just like he's done to us. So the Bali Musa pointed out that we think a Koras HaToiv is a nice thing. The Echeetz Kodem Torah, he did you something good, you do something good back to him. But here in Ramban state that a Koras HaToiv is a lot more than that. The whole tachlis of Matan Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah, is all to test us and to see if we will do HaKos HaToiv to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And we'll go through, I'll try and go through the last few parshias, a few nukudas that we find about HaKos HaToiv. The Ramban in Parshas Boy, very famous long Ramban, end of Parshas Boy, there's one nukuda that everyone speaks about it, but there's another line in the Ramban. And the Ramban says, the kavon of all the mitzvahs, the tachlis of all the mitzvahs is to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we should come to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he's done for us. And that is the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. And then he goes on to say, the kavonas hayitzira, the whole tachlis of the creation, why we are here on this world, says there's no other reason for us being on this world. There's no other tam b'yitzira rishoina. And the Rebbeinu Shalom has no other reason in us being on this world, milvad, that we should know, and we should realize, and we should be makir, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created us, v'yoyde lelikov shabore, and we should thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for doing it. There is the whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs, he says, and the tachlis of the yitzir of us being on this world, is that we should come to be makir and thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for doing it. And then he goes on to say that the whole kavana of tefillah, of Bote Medrash, tefillah Rabim, is that there should be a place for people to come together and they should be able to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and be mefasim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created us and brought us down in this world, and we should all get together and say, B'riyoisecho anachnu, we are yours. That is the whole tachlis of the mitzvahs, he says. The tachlis of the whole Yetziras HaAdam, us being here, is all, and the whole tachlis of Bati Medrash and Tefillah is for us to come and get together and say, we are yours, Ribbono Shel Olam, and be makir toiv for what he's done. Ramban, end of Parshas Boy. The Maral says that from the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, we see an unbelievable chiv of HaKos HaToiv. Every little child learns in school who took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, who did Kriyas Yamsuf, who took them in the Midbar, who did all the Nisim for thousands of years. Everyone says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom did it, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach. We call him with the name of Moshe. Where did the name of Moshe come from? Bas Yir Bas Paroi was by the water, and she heard a baby cry. There was a Gzeira, Kolabena Yilod, every baby has to be thrown into the water. She was there, and she heard a baby cry. And she went and she saw and she said, this is mine, I'm taking him home. And she gave him the name Moshe, Kimina Maim, Shisiu, she pulled him out of the water. He brings a medrash that the medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 other names. One of them was Yered, Meloshen Yerida, because Shehoyered HaTorah LeYisrael, because he brought down the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Another one was Cheve, Meloshen of getting it together, because he was Mechaber between Klal. He was the one that got there was a connection between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there was other great names that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And the one and only name that we used is always mentioned in the Torah. There's no one other name for Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. And for thousands of years, the one name that we use is Moshe Rabbeinu, the name that Basya, daughter of Paroi, she gave him that name. Why? Zok the Maral. And the Maral brings a Zoya. The Zoya says that every day, Basya sits in Gan Eden, and they bring Moshe Rabbeinu in front of her, and she tells all her friends, "This is my Moshe. This is the Moshe that I brought up and I saved." In Gan Eden, this is what Basya gets. What is the pshat? Says the Maral, there was a little bit of mysterious anefesh that Basya had. There was a gzeira that every child has to be thrown into the water, and she put herself into a sakona of taking this baby home, and Paroi could have gone wild. And she did it, and she did that mysterious nefesh, and she saved Moshe Rabbeinu. And the only way that Moshe was saved was Al Yedei Basya. So that was the hakara and the schar that she gets. For thousands of years, the name that is always used is the name that she gave. And in Gan Eden she sits, and she is praised by her little Moshe. And that is the schar that she gets for thousands of years, for that one bit of mysterious nefesh that she gets. He says, Magal points out the unbelievable chiyuv of hakara satoiv. When you do something good, the chiyuv of Scha and Akori you have to have for that. Weiter we go on, we see in Makkas Dam, the Pasuk says that after Makkas Dam, Paroi didn't care. Loshos Leboi, he wasn't affected by it. He didn't want to let Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. And it says that the Chatumim, Paroi's magicians, they also managed to make the Makkas Dam. So all the Mephoshim try to explain where did they get the water from to change the enter dam. So there's a famous medrash that Klal Yisrael became very rich by Makkas Dam, because any Mitzri wanted water, they had to go and buy it off the Yid and pay for it. So some of the Ochaim says that they went and they bought it off a Yid and then made it into dam. Says the Meshech Chochma that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a child, he grew up in the house of Paroi. Paroi never got paid for it. He was there as a child, he lived there, he had everything there, and Paroi never got paid for it. Where was the schar that Paroi got? Says the Meshech Chochma, an unbelievable chiddush. He says, by Makkas Dam, there was no Makkas Dam in Paroi's house. Everything was water. He didn't have to go and buy water off a Yid. He had water for him at home. And that was the schar, that was the payment that he got for bringing up Moshe Rabbeinu. This was 80 years ago, when Moshe was a little baby. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old. But this is the schar that he got for bringing up Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the water that they had, the Chatumim had, to make that into dam. So right, you see, Paroi did a chesed, the hakara satoiv that he got. Right, we see all the Balei Musa point out that the chiyuv of hakara, even for a doimim, even for a rock, a stone, we see the water, we see Moshe Rabbeinu, there were certain makas that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. Dam, tzfadea, kinem, because he had to hit the water, he had to hit the ground, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saved in the water, and Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Mitzri in the ground, so Mamela, he couldn't hit the water or the ground, because he had to have hakara satoiv for the water that saved him. So all the Balei Musa point out that the water has no feelings, the water has no seichel, has no das. He was hidden in the water, he hit the Mitzri in the ground. What chiyuv of hakara? He's saying shkoyach to the water. He has no feelings, he doesn't know what you're doing. What is the pshat in him? So the Balei Musa say, you see that there's a chiyuv of hakara satoiv, even for a doimim, even when there's no feelings. What's the pshat in him?
The water
spat
the Mitzri
mouth, no? It wasn't their feelings. The Rabbeinu Shloim, the Rabbeinu Shloim made them spit it out. Yeah, it was a chelik of the Ness.
The water
Okay, is and the Chayv Salava says, that the Chiyuv of Hakaras HaToiv is a Chiyuv on the person to be Makir Toiv. It's not Legabe the Makabel, it's not for the one that you're giving it to. It says it's a simple Chiyuv on the person, in Yeshivish they would say it's a Chiyuv on the Gavre to be Makir Toiv. What is the Pshat in them? So I was thinking that the very famous Chinuch this week's Pasha, the Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Kibbud Av, he says, what is the Tachlis of the Mitzvah of Kibbud Av? He says the person has a Hakaras HaToiv to his Kibbud Av, is a Hakaras HaToiv to your parents. They brought you down in this world, they gave you everything when you were a little child, so mainly you have a Hakaras HaToiv, you give them back everything you have covered for them, and there's halachas, and that is a chiyuv of a Hakaras HaToiv to your parents for everything they did to you. Says the Chinuch that the tachlis of that mitzvah is that by you having a Hakaras HaToiv to your parents, that will bring you to a madrega that you'll start thinking, who gave everything to my parents? Who gave them the koyach to give me everything? And who's giving me the koyach every day now? So that, by giving a Hakaras HaToiv to your parents, that will bring you to think, oh, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam behind everything. And that will bring you to have a Hakaras HaToiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the whole tachlis, the Chinuch says, the whole tachlis of the mitzvah Kibbud Av is by you thinking, I owe something to my parents for what they've done to me, that will bring me to think, there's someone behind them as well, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that will bring me to think that I have to have a Hakaras HaToiv and I have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us everything. So if the whole tachlis of Hakaras HaToiv is coming to think and to realize that there's Ribbono Shel Olam behind everything, so it doesn't make a difference if you're having Hakaras HaToiv to a human being or you're having Hakaras HaToiv to a doyman. You have the chiyuv of Hakaras HaToiv even for a doyman, because the whole tachlis is to come and realize that there's Ribbono Shel Olam behind it. And maybe you'll have Hakaras HaToiv to Ribbono Shel Olam. We say in Nishmas, Ilufinu malishira kayam, if our mouth will be full of praise like the sea, the ocean, Ulushaneinu rino kam in galav, and our tongues will have the koyach like the waves, Vesifsoiseinu shevach kimechavikia, and our lips will have the koyach like the sky, and then we say, Veineinu meirois kashemesh v'chayireach, and our eyes will be as bright and be able to light up like the sun and like the moon. So I heard once to Shaila that the first few things make sense. We're trying to say that we want to have the koyach, even if we'll have all these koyaches to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, ein anachnu maspikim, it wouldn't be enough. So the first few things make sense. We give shvach v'edoy praise with our mouth. So we say, if we'll have the koyach in our mouth, with the tongue, with our lips, those are the evorim that we use to praise, so we need those koyaches and those evorim. But then we go on to say, v'einenu me'ires kashemesh koyach, and if our eyes will be as bright and be able to light up like the sun and like the moon, what koyach would that give me more to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam? Eyes bright as the sun and like the moon, what would that help me to praise, to give shvach v'edoy to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So I heard from the Chiddo. The Chiddo says that there's two things that can hold back a person from giving shvach v'edoy. The first thing is, like you said, is we don't have the abilities, we don't have the koyach. And that we say, that if we'll have the koich in our mouth, in our lips, in our tongue, we'll have the koiches, then we'll be able to give more shvach v'edoy to Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Chiddo says there's another nekuda, that we don't always realize, we don't always see the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam does to us. That's what's missing. We don't realize that everything that happens in the world, everything is chesed to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we need, the einenu me'iros. If we'll have eyes, like the sun and like the moon, to see and to realize what Ribbono Shel Olam does to us, even with that koyach, we won't be able to give all the shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are the two things. The first few things are telling us we need a simple koyches, the ability to add some, give the shvach v'edoy, and that we need the mouth, the tongue, and the lips. But then we need the eyes to be able to realize and to see all the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, b'etzem I was thinking, what is so, if a person sits and thinks a bit, a bissel chay v'savavos, you look around, Baruch Hashem, everyone's living and everything that we get, shvach v'edoy, what is so hard? What taka do we need to say, neinu ma'irois? With a little bit of machshav, I think, we all see that l'maisa there's Ribbono Shel Olam behind everything. What is so important for these, neinu ma'irois? What is so hard to taka see and realize? As a Rashi in Parshas Kisavoy, by the Parsha of Bikurim, And when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash with his first fruits, so he gives Shvach Vodah to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And Rashi says, he got it here, Yoim. He comes and says, the Shvach Vodah to Rebbeinu Shloilam. Rashi says, She'incha kofu toive. Very famous. Rashi says that you are not a kofu toive, denying the good that Rebbeinu Shloilam does to you. Well, the obvious question is, why doesn't Rashi say that I'm coming to be maki toive? I'm coming with my fruits and I'm giving Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shloilam because I want to be maki toive to Rebbeinu Shloilam. Why is Rashi saying it in a negative way that I'm not a kofu toive? Rashi just could have said, I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash to be maki toive. But I think when it comes to Akos Tov, this is things on a much higher matrega, but it's also something that we have to think about. One of the is, we have to, there's a beautiful Briskerov, you might all know it. It's a beautiful Briskerov, it's good to say over. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says that La'asad Lavoy, the Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to come with a Sefer Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to say, whoever was Oisek in the Torah should come and take his Chah. So all the Malchi Roimi, all the Roman Malchim, they come and they say, Rebbeinu Shloilam, we built up cities, we built up bathhouses, we built bridges, and they go on about everything we did, and they say, everything that we did was only for Klal Yisrael to be Oisek Batoire. Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to say, the old famous, Shoytim Sheba Oilam, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. And so on, the Gemara goes on with other Malachim, all the same thing, and Rebbeinu Shloilam keeps telling them, Shoytim Sheba Oilam, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael to be Oisek Batoire, you did it for yourself. So the Briskerov points out two nekudas. First of all, he says, we're talking that it's La'asad Lavoy. Everyone's going to see the MS, everyone's going to know the truth. There'll be no mokum for Sheker. How can these Malche Umas Oilam come and say, everything that we did was all for Klal Yisrael? How can they come in front of the Rebbeinu Shloilam and say such a Sheker? And number two, he says, what did Rebbeinu Shloilam answer them? Rebbeinu Shloilam should have told them, Shakronim, you're lying, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. The Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't say that. The Rebbeinu Shloilam says, Shoytim Sheba Oilam. Fools that you are. You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. Says the Briskerov, that the emphasis is that they're not lying. Because everything that happens in this world, everything is for Tachlis for Klal Yisrael. He brings the famous Rambam, that a person can once chapa mishigas and build a beautiful palace, massive building, and the whole tachlis is that years later some yid will walk past on a very hot day and he's dehydrating and he's going to be able to sit in the shade of the building and he'll be saved. And that was the whole tachlis of building the whole path. So we don't know all the cheshbonos of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. We don't know why everything in this world is for Klal Yisrael, but that's what we have to believe and we have to know that everything that happens in this world, everything that is done, the Rebbeinu Shloilam is a cheshbon, why it's done for Klal Yisrael. Even they at the time.
But still, if the Yidden had an eye, they should get some reward for that.
The Gemara says they don't, because what they did it, it goes b'sbasi yom achshava. It goes b'sbasi yom achshava. What you want to do it for. So Amela, the Briskerov says, they're not lying. We're talking about La'asad Lavoy, when they're going to see the Emes. And they're going to take and see the Emes, that everything they did was for Tachtas of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shloilam is not going to tell them you're lying, because it's true what they're saying. Everything is was a tachlis. But the Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to tell them, shoytim, because at the time that you did it, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. Therefore you're not going to get yischar. So what we see is that everything we have to believe and we have to understand that everything that happens in this world, everything is for a tachlis of Klal Yisrael. And I think for that we need a Naim Iris Kashem Shemchai Reach. To understand that, we don't see it, we don't understand it. It's very hard for us to know what the tachas of everything. La'asad Lavoy will see it. And that's what we're saying. For that we need einenu me'iras. We need eyes to be able to understand and to see it. And for that it's very hard to be maki toive. But what Rashi says is, let's at least not be, when something chas chalila happens and we don't know what the tachas in it is, at least let's not be a kofu toive. Because we have to believe that there's a tachas for it for Klal Yisrael. So be maki toive is much, much harder. But at least let's not be a kofu toive. And then another nekuda that I want to say is that when chas chalila something not that good happens, that also we have to believe that is for the good of the person. We don't always see the cheshbonos of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. The Melech says, "Elef shonim ki yemesma," by the Rebbeinu Shloilam, 1,000 years is like one day. So the Rebbeinu Shloilam, when a person has something happens not that good, the person sees the situation as it is, and for him it's not great, it's a tzara. But the Rebbeinu Shloilam sees the picture over 1,000 years, he sees what happens years before and years later, and the Rebbeinu Shloilam has his cheshbonos why he does it. And we have to believe that everything is for the good. So the Yisroi came, Yishma Yisroi, and Yisroi came to the Midbar to join Klal Yisroel. Why did he come? Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes HaMolek, and he came to the Midbar. And then the Pasuk later goes on and says, that Vayisaper Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he told Yisroi all the Nisim, everything that happened, and Yisroi said, Ata Yodati, now I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is great, and he said, Boruch Hashem Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim. So all the Mefarshim, many Pshatim, try to explain that Yisroi came to the Midbar because he heard about all the Nisim. And then Moshe Rabbeinu sat down and told him all the Nisim, and he says, Ata Yodati, now I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is great. What was Nischadash to Yisroi when Moshe Rabbeinu told him the story? So there's many Pshatim. One Pshat I once said is, Yisroi heard about all the great Nisim, like Rashi said, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes HaMolek, the unbelievable Nisim that happened, how the Ribbono Shel Olam saved Klal Yisroel. But Moshe Rabbeinu sat down with Yisroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu started telling him what went on in Mitzrayim. All the tzoros that happened in Mitzrayim. All the shibud. What Klal Yisroel felt like standing by the Yamsuf before the Yamsuf split and the Mitzrayim were chasing after them. That's what Yisroi sat down and told Moshe Rabbeinu told to Yisroi. He told Yisroi, it's not enough to unbelievable Nisim, the great Nisim, and get excited by the Nisim. You have to believe, a Yid has to believe, that even in the hard times, B'shas the Shibud, B'shas Klal Yisroel was standing in front of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Tachlis and there was a Shkoch of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in those hard times. And that's why Yisroi said, Ata Yidati, now I see the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just excitement by the big Nisim, but I see that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the Hashkocha and it's always there, even in the hard times. The Meshech Chochmah says, he brings a Chazal, that the 5 Shkolim that we give by Pidyon HaBen, we give to the Kohen 5 Shkolim, is connected the 5 Shkolim that the Shvotim got for selling Yosef. He says, what is the Pshat in that? We want to remember selling Yosef. That was the what started off all the tzoros of the Shibud. Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, Klal Yisroel had to go down. That was the goyim of all the Shibud. Why do we try to remember the Zok to Meshech Chochmah is what? He says, because remembering the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is the big ness. But we want to remember, Yid has to believe that the tzoros of Shibud, where it all started, the Yosef was sold and Klal Yisroel had to go down to Mitzrayim, that is also something that we have to remember, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there with his Hashkoche, even B'shas the tzora. The Chasam Sofer says, Cain killed Hevel. Cain killed Hevel. So he says, L'choyre, a terrible thing. Hevel was a tzaddik. Cain was the Rosha. Hevel was killed away. Cain, that was the Rosha, lived for 656 years. He saw generations later. He was the Rosha, and this is what he got. And then tzaddik was killed at a young age. Zok the Chasam Sofer. He says that the neshama is he says, the neshama of Hevel was niskalgel into Sheis, and then the neshama of Sheis was niskalgel into Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Memshi in Hedetz Rosh HaTevis, Moshe, Sheis, Hevel. So the neshama of Hevel went into Sheis, and the neshama of Sheis went into Moshe Rabbeinu. So at the time it looked like the worst thing, Hevel the Tzaddik was killed off at a young age. But if you look later, the neshama was there because it was there for a tachlis. It had to be nisgalglin to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was the one that took us out of Mitzrayim and did all the nisim for us. So as we said, Ribbono Shel Olam has cheshbonos. We don't always see the cheshbonos, but over a period of time, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a cheshbon, and this is what we have to believe. And everything is for the good. And one more nekuda, we see the same nekuda. We see with Dina and Shechem. Leah was expecting her fifth child, her, what was it, the seventh child. So she made a cheshbon, and she has already 6, and the 2 Imoyas, Bilhah and Zilpah, have 2 each, and she knew that it was going to be 12 Shvatim. So she said, if Rachel, if she has now a 7th boy, Rachel will have will only have the option of having one last shevet, and that will be less than the shvachis. So she davened that the child should be nishapach into a nekeva, and that was Dina. So Leah was mevata, she gave away one of the shivtei kah in order to give it away to her sister. Unbelievable thing, she gave away one of the shivtei kah, and that was Dina. And what we see later is what happened to Dina. She was taken away by Shechem. They looked at the time as the worst thing. Kinevala asa be Yisrael. The worst thing. The child that she gave away, and she davened should be in a cave, and then she is taken away by Shechem. Looked at like the worst thing. But if you look a little bit later, what happened was, Chazal say that Osnas, that married Yosef, was a daughter of Dina and Shechem. And what came out from Yosef and Osnas was Ephraim and Manasseh to Shvatim. So Rachel, Leah Imenu gave away one of the shiftei kah, and she got Dina for that. And what looked like the worst thing, Dina was taken away by Shechem. But if you look many years later, what came out from that was two shiftei kah. So when we look at the time, doesn't always mean that that is what it is. We have to wait and we have to know that what the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for the good. I'll just finish up with a story that is sung by, it's put onto a song, but it's a Moed HaGemaisel Chofetz Chaim. That it's a song that's saying that a person was davening in the Beis HaMedrash of the Chofetz Chaim, and it was an unbelievable davening. You can imagine davening with Chofetz Chaim. And after davening, he went up to the Chofetz Chaim and told him that during Shemoneh Esrei, I davened every word slowly and clearly and had kavana. And then the whole shul finished, everyone finished davening, and everyone's waiting for the Chofetz Chaim to finish davening. Everyone's waiting, Chofetz Chaim can finish, and the Baal Tefillah can do Chazor HaSashatz. And everyone's waiting and waiting, Chofetz Chaim is davening and davening and davening. He was thinking, what can the Chofetz Chaim be thinking? What can the Chofetz Chaim take so long in davening? He's thinking, the Chofetz Chaim has kavonah, has great kavonah, has shemus and serufim. So he wanted the Chofetz Chaim to teach him a little bit of the kavonah and the great shameless that he knows during that he has during davening. Says Chofetz Chaim, you're a big mistake. I don't have any shameless, any kavonas, nothing. He says, I simply daven every word with kavona. And every bracha is a ganze welt, every bracha is an unbelievable bracha. He says, when it comes to the bracha of Moedim, I can't continue, Zokta. He says that the bracha of Moedim, I start thinking what Ribbono Shel Olam does to us, what Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, everything that it did to us. He says, I can't continue. There's so many machshavas that come into my head of what the Ribbono Shel Olam does to us. I can't continue. By the bracha of Moedim, I get stuck. This is why I have no big shamus. When it comes to, when a person thinks a little bit what the Ribbono Shel Olam does, the hakoras hatoiv that we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam is unbelievable. We should be zoicha takeda, we should be zoicha to the geula shleima, and we should see takeda emes and the tachlis that everything is latoiva.